In the United States, a senior member of the House of Representatives has said there is no guarantee the chamber will pass comprehensive immigration legislation this year or that a pathway to citizenship for 11 million illegal residents would be part of the effort. A bipartisan plan for immigration reform, which enjoys widespread support, was proposed last week in the nation's Senate. At a press conference earlier this week, Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, said now is the time to fix the nation's broken immigration system. Bishop John C. Wester of Salt Lake City, chair of the U.S. Bishops' Communications Committee, also took part in the press conference. He spoke with Vatican Radio's Christopher Wells about the principles that should guide immigration reform.
What the bishops are looking for and the principles that we are seeking to see bolstered and protected and used are really the sanctity of human life, that these are human beings that we're talking about, and that we have to provide a system for them to be safe and a just system, a workable system to protect them in the very dangerous process of immigration and immigrating. We know of the terrible evil of human trafficking, for example, which is just one of the hardships that people endure when immigrating. So basically what we're looking for is a law that will provide a path to citizenship for the undocumented, a reasonable path within a reasonable time frame. We're looking at families staying together. Oftentimes immigration separates families. We're looking to see that immigrants are not exploited, that they have their rights protected. They have in their workplace, their workplace rights, that they have medical resource to medical facilities, educational facilities. We're looking to see that lives will not be lost in the desert. It's a terrible shame and a disgrace that people are dying in the desert to avoid persecution and abject poverty, and then coming here, they're faced with even more challenges. So these are some of the things that we're looking for in this new bill. We're basically, as you can see, we're looking to see that we help people and ultimately that we can address the root causes. What are the push factors of immigration, and how can the United States work with other countries to eliminate the need for people to immigrate in the first place if they would rather stay home?